Hi, this is Gary Goldman, Radio Entrepreneurs. I'm your Suites reporter, and we are live at Scoopapalooza in Natick, Massachusetts. I am so honored to have Tiffany O'Connell from the Rotary Club. Tiffany, welcome.
Thank you, Gary. So happy to be here.
Great. They'll tell us a little bit about the involvement with Rotary, your own personal involvement with Scoopapalooza. Looks like we must have over 2,000 people here today. This is incredible.
I think we're going to be close to it, if not just above. So it's been a great event. This is our fourth year. I'm a member of the Charles River Rotary, which is a part of Rotary International. But we're a charitable organization who basically helps support our local community as well as internationally as well.
So there's a direct connection between Scoopapalooza and Rotary insofar as the money, the funds that are raised go to Rotary scholarships. Is this correct?
So a portion of it goes to local scholarships, and then another portion of it is actually being put towards Spark Kindness, which I understand you've interviewed earlier this afternoon.
Right.
So they're a great organization. We're so happy to have them partnering with us. Charles River Rotary is actually a small breakfast Rotary group. So we're about 12 people, 14 people strong. So we're a small but mighty group.
Mm-hmm.
And we started this 4 years ago.
And how has it evolved since 4 years ago? What's happened?
So we had the idea that it would be a great way to actually bring something to the community. We are kind of mirroring this off of the Jimmy Fund Scooper Bowl that's in Boston every year.
Mm-hmm.
But we thought, why not bring this out to suburbia and actually to Natick? And this is a beautiful spot to have it. It's just been so vibrant with just the community coming out. We know that folks from surrounding communities come to this. And how could it be bad? You have ice cream, you have frozen yogurt, you get to go in the bouncy house, you get face painting. How can that be a bad thing?
It's a really fun activity and such a wonderful cause also. So let me hear about the Rotary's involvement with Spark Kindness. What is the connection between the two?
So when we set this up 4 years ago, we were looking for something that would have a very strong community hold for this idea of having an ice cream event. And Spark Kindness, it was just starting to evolve at that point. And we really believed in what Spark Kindness was doing, and we thought, what a great way to really help bring the community in, but also benefit a wonderful nonprofit in the process.
Mm-hmm. Now, by day, you're an attorney.
How
does that fit into the whole picture of giving back, et cetera, et cetera?
So I am the owner of O'Connell Law, which is a boutique estate planning and elder law practice here in Natick, mm-hmm. as well as Newton Center. And since I'm one of the folks who helped set up the event 4 years ago, it's kind of it's my baby.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's something that, as the owner of O'Connell Law and being very involved with the community, I'm from Natick, my business is in Natick, and I really believe in the community here in Natick, is my way of helping to support and give back.
And where do you see Scoopapalooza going in the future? How is it going to grow? What are we hoping to do next year, the year after? What kinds of things do you have in mind?
So I can't wait to be at the 25th anniversary Scoopapalooza. It's just each year, I think each year we get better at it. I mean, there's always room for improvement. But I think each year we get better at it. It's just our goal is we want everyone to have fun, and we want them to enjoy the ice cream, the frozen yogurt. It's just a way for the community just to come out and, you know, have fun together.
Yeah.
And
also you have like so many other things to go to, like whether you wanted to find out about energy, fitness, and gymnastics, Needham Bank. You know, there are a lot of banks that are here, and There's Hammond Residential is here. There's a lot of people that have come on board. So there's a tremendous amount of boost. It's like a lot of fun for the kids.
It's true. And one of the things that I think a lot of people don't realize is the business support that we get. I mean, it's not just O'Connell Law. As you mentioned, we've got a bunch of banks. Mutual One is one of our lead sponsors. Needham Bank is here. Eastern Bank, even though they're not presently here with a table this day, they are very actively involved. We've got Hammond Realty, we've got all different folks here. And so a large part of what actually puts this on is the local businesses. But that said, corporate sponsorship is huge, but I have to actually say thank you so much to the actual vendors who are here. And so we've got Truly Yogurt here, we've got Park Street Ice Cream, we have JP Licks, we've got Baskin Robbins, we've got orange leaf. So we have so many different vendors here. And what a lot of people don't realize is they're actually donating and contributing their product, which is delicious product. But they're here out of the goodness of their hearts to do this. And without them, this event could not happen.
Yeah, and it's so wonderful that everybody's giving back for such a fabulous cause, whether it's the ice cream vendor or the person from Spark Kindness or Rotary Club. We're all pulling together to make this such a successful event, which is real. It makes you feel so good because there's a lot of preparation that goes involved. It's just like incredible. Now, you're involved in the logistics of this thing also. Tell us a little bit about this, the planning, and what kind of goes into this Scoopapalooza.
Sure. So this is actually the first year that I've stepped back from pretty much setting it up and doing all that, but we start planning for this in September.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll actually have a debrief after this to get ready to plan in September. So it's something that is many months in the making. It takes many, many folks to help set it up. It takes many, many folks to actually be here today to help volunteer to make sure that this is a really enjoyable event for everyone.
And you said earlier it was a small group of whatever, 12 people or so. So the responsibility on each individual is really significant.
Very much. And so it is, everyone that's involved is just very passionately devoted to this, both for the community as well as the causes it's going to be benefiting. And, you know, it's a labor of love. And so it really has just been a wonderful event. But it takes a lot of preparation, a lot of preparation. So Christine Guthrie, who's with Spark Kindness, is also with Charles River Rotary. She's been working tireless on this. Hank Setzer, who is a Rotarian, he's been chairing our effort this year. And it takes a lot of time and effort, but it's well worth it.
Yeah, and there's so many details that are involved, from delivery of tables to product to coordination with the vendors. There's just so many things that have to go off right, to a trash pickup, you name it. There's like so many details, the programming and the communication with vendors and sponsors. There's a lot that goes on behind the scenes to really make it work.
Exactly. So our goal is to make it seem like it takes nothing to do it, but it takes a lot to put it on.
Right.
It takes a lot to put it on.
Well, this is Gary Goldman. I've been talking with Tiffany O'Connell from the Rotary. Do you have anything to end with before I sign off?
Eat dessert first. How can that be bad?
It's great. We're here at Scoopapalooza. This is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're from Natick, Massachusetts. Thank you very much.
Thank you.